Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The World Health Organization has granted an emergency authorization to the coronavirus vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. The move should allow AstraZeneca's partners to ship millions of doses to countries worldwide as part of a UN-backed program to tame the pandemic. In a statement today, the UN Health Agency said it was authorizing the AstraZeneca vaccines made in India and South Korea. A special enrollment starts today to buy health insurance on the federal marketplace that was set up by the Affordable Care Act, commonly called Obamacare. The federal government is opening another enrollment period from today through May 15th. That's because of the COVID-19 pandemic. People who are uninsured can see if they qualify for financial assistance. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, most consumers can find a plan for $50 or less a month. The website is healthcare.gov. 2 weeks before the start of another Florida legislative session, both major political parties are already squaring off over a highly controversial change to the election laws. Steve Bosquet reports Republicans want to make it more difficult for voters to request mail ballots in future elections.
Florida's 2020 election had an unusually high turnout, and one reason was a record number of ballots cast by mail, especially by Democrats. By law, voters must request a mail ballot, and the request is valid through two election cycles, one for president and one for governor. But Republican Senator Dennis Baxley of Ocala wants to change the law to require every voter to ask for a mail ballot in every calendar year there's an election. Baxley worries about voters getting the wrong ballots.
My concern is, as mobile of a society as we are, this could be out of alignment with where, I mean, I know people that have moved three or four times in 2 years. It's just, I think, opening it to opportunity for something to go wrong. But I think this is a place to avoid some risk.
Election supervisors say safeguards exist. If mail ballots can't be delivered, the post office returns them, except when there's no forwarding address. Baxley worries the new resident could keep the ballot as junk mail or even try to cast it. But election supervisors say ballots are closely reviewed to make sure voter signatures match what's on file. Tallahassee Supervisor of Elections Mark Early says the existing law works well and should not be changed.
Well, I think the public is used to being able to request for two election cycles when they make the request. I think there is a big logistical problem in presidential election years because the language of the bill says the request has to be in the calendar year that the elections occur. January 1 of 2024 is when that calendar year starts, of course, and the election for the president's preference primary is typically held in mid-March or earlier.
Hillsborough County Election Supervisor Craig Latimer says Baxley's proposed change will cost a massive amount of money. And Early says it's not good policy to constantly change the voting laws.
It breaks, I would say, a good faith contract that we kind of made with the voters. You know, they've requested it, we've got it on file, and they're expecting this ballot per state law. And suddenly we're changing the rules for them.
Baxley's bill, Senate Bill 90, will be debated for the first time Tuesday in the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee at the Capitol. Republicans hold a 5-4 advantage on the committee. I'm Steve Bosquet.
The top Florida official responsible for handling the coronavirus outbreak is stepping down. Jared Moskowitz heads Florida's Division of Emergency Management, and he's overseen much of the state's response to the outbreak. He told the USA Today network that an official announcement of his departure is expected tomorrow by Governor DeSantis. Moskowitz said he won't be leaving the job immediately, but will stay on to allow for a gradual transition. Moskowitz is a Democrat and former member of the state House. He assumed the role shortly after the Republican governor took office in 2018. Here's the weather tonight. Breezy with thunderstorms. Some may contain strong gusty winds. Overnight lows will be in the low 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.